Hey friend, welcome to Spill It with Rios. Whether it is morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in the world listening in, we are all about keeping it real. My name is Narissa, and I'm so excited that you are here. I want to take you on this journey where we sit down to talk about tips on how to achieve your goals while living in the moment and taking those tools to strive forward. So without further ado, let's dive right into it.
Oh, happy Sunday, my friends. Hi. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world listening in. Hello. Happy May 28th. Goodness gracious, guys. We're in the end of May. I didn't give a life update in the last episode because things were a little hectic, but I was also very passionate about that topic, as you can tell. But by the time you guys hear this episode, today is the baptism of my baby girl, Wendell, and I'm so excited. I don't think I can express how excited I am. And it's just been a whirlwind of emotions. So I lived in the moment and being able to live in the moment with her and my kids and my husband has been undescribable, to say the least. And I'm just very thankful to be able to live in the present moment. Today, we are talking about your opinion matters, your word matters, and why you shouldn't fear of having one. This comes from a particular listener. This is more than one, but like a particular listener where they're in a season of life where they feel like they're not being heard. We all have opinions. Some of us have no inhibitions sharing them with total strangers on the internet or via social media or even in person, face to face. A lot of us, in some circumstances, two very different opinions collide and, you know, all hell breaks loose. And this happens on a daily, sometimes hourly basis. We all know this. We all have different opinions. It's like, I'm going to give you guys a simple example. My favorite color is blue. Okay. And obviously, that doesn't stand clear with my kids and my husband. Their favorite, not all their favorite color is blue. I hate the color orange. I'm sorry for the people that love the color orange. I just don't like it. Very simple. I mean, that's already, I know, a conversation itself of its biases. But my point is, having opinions is healthy. It indicates a progressive nature, one which signifies that we are improving to be better, better educated, more knowledgeable people. But because everyone has opinions, everyone thinks they are deserving of being heard, applauded, agreed with, admired, and liked for their opinions. The key word here is deserving. Put that in quotes. Deserving. And they will fight, troll, insult, provoke, and lie to turn their opinion into the common truth. But does that mean you have to stop having opinions? Of course not. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. I think that's been said many times through the years, especially in this day in society, in this season of society, as of right now, on May 28th, 2023. Everyone's entitled to their opinions, but there are a few things we should address when it comes to opinions, my friends. And before I move along with this topic, because I know the topic of the word itself, opinions, can be triggering, I want you guys to look at this episode as, like I said, this is a self-development, we are in this journey together type of podcast. I want you to see this as, okay, how are opinions made? And like I said, does my opinion matter? Okay, we're here to grow together. With that being said, I'll start off with when should we address, what are a few things we should address when it comes to opinions? First and foremost, there's the fact versus opinion process. I want to get this hard one out of the way because I just feel like it just gives me the feeling. I don't have a word for it. Like feeling. Okay. So we all know the definition of an opinion, and we all know the definition of a fact. I don't want to go through that with you. You know, it's like, no, we're not going to go through the whole craziness. Facts are facts. Opinions are opinions. Don't mix up the two. Okay. I'm going to say that again. Facts are facts. Opinions are opinions. Do not mix up the two, my friends. Which leads me to, again, opinions can change. Why is it so hard to have an opinion on the internet? My theory is that it is written down in your timeline, your blog, in your chat history somewhere. The problem with social media is that your past opinions can come back and haunt you. Whatever you put out there on the internet, it's there forever, guys. And the thing is, whatever opinions, stances, or views you subscribe to when you were like at the age of 13, 14 years old may not be the same when you are like 25, 30, 35, 40. People change, and so do opinions. And while it is harder to hold verbal opinions against someone, an inked opinion, like written down black and white, is pretty hard to shake off. And no one is safe from this, not even celebrities. And we all know this through social media. Is it fair to hold a status someone shared 5 years ago against them? If you do, eventually no one will dare give any opinions at all. Third, opinions could be wrong. Let's address wrong opinions right now. Many arguments last longer than necessary because of a dedicated section on how the arguer is entitled to their opinions, how it is a freedom of speech thing, quotes, and how as long as it makes them happy, they can say whatever they want. We're not children, friends. We're not kids in an elementary schoolyard, okay? We don't come to school the next day and play together at the playgrounds again, totally forgetting the previous day's fights and arguments. My kids do. Please, if you do that my age, tell me. We remember hurtful insults and rude comments and ignorant rants, and that label you use to totally strip another person's identity down to the bare bones. You remember everything. Okay? It's crazy. The older we get, we remember everything, all the bad stuff, all the bad opinions. Opinions could be wrong. Being entitled to an opinion does not automatically make the opinion right. Okay, remember, I said earlier, we are entitled to our opinions. Even though we're entitled to our opinions, that does not automatically make the opinion right. It does not reduce the hurt from name calling or make things okay just because you didn't mean it that way. If you want to fight to the death for your opinion, remember that you have to be accountable for how you deliver that opinion, and that there is still a possibility of you being proven wrong. Okay? Opinions can change, yes. I said that. You can say something 5 years ago that you believed one thing, and then 5 years later, you don't believe it. You can't come up and say, though, that you never said it. It's better to take accountability for how you deliver that opinion, and that there is still a possibility of you being proven wrong. There's nothing wrong with being wrong. There's nothing wrong with giving an opinion. There's nothing wrong with any of it. Kind of my way in saying, don't be hard-headed. I'm being a little harsh with you guys here on this one because I know this topic is very controversial. Okay. Next, opinions need context. Face it. In every argument, there is someone who is probably wrong, and the other person is therefore, by elimination and definition, right. If one person's wrong, someone else is right. Or every other per two people have their opinions, and then there's the truth. Why in the world would arguments drag out so long then? Because of context. That's right. Opinions need context. Many arguments cannot be resolved because the people involved in the argument are basing their opinions on different contexts. Here's an example. Ask if breastfeeding automatically makes a woman a better mother and World War III commences. Okay. Trust me. Do not open those can of worms. When discussing the natural goodness and bonding powers of the act of breastfeeding, yes, it has its benefits that it's good to the newborn. I breastfed. But when you're talking about breastfeeding, okay, you can't say to every single mom, you need to breastfeed. I breastfed my daughter, okay? But I'm not going to tell other moms, you need to breastfeed. You need to breastfeed because it's good. It's good for their health. No, you do not do that. No, because it's on different contexts, okay? That's just an example, my friends, okay? And that's a whole new ballgame. And that's the thing. You can't generalize with opinions. They all take shape in this bubble of conditions that we call context. When talking about topics, other topics, you know, very, very, very controversial topics, the potential for the controversy will lead things to another. And that's the kind of place where everyone has an opinion. The controversy leads to opinion. And depending on their context, everyone's opinion may be right. Okay? Because of context. So opinions need context, yes. But remember, let's go back to that. Opinions need context. Opinions could be wrong. Opinions can change. But even though you're entitled to your opinion, that does not automatically make the opinion right. Remember those words, not the meaning behind the words, just the words itself. Next, something that's a little, I think all of us have seen is opinions label you. You know, there are a lot of cliques, gangs, and groups, whether you're at school or even groups online. You know, there's Team Android, Team Apple, Team PC, Team Console, Team Chrome, Team Firefox. And those are just the tech battles you can check out because those, especially now in 2023, I've heard, let's put it this way, I've been a Team Android person my whole life. I finally have an Apple phone. You guys, so. Like all great battles, there are plenty of passionate people on both sides of the war. When you have an opinion that aligns yourself to a group or a faction, you run the risk of mistaking this sense of acceptance and belonging as who you are. You get reduced down to a label, when in fact, you have a personality that is so much more complex and too complicated to be summarized by a single label, such as a fangirl, a fanboy, a housewife, a working mom, working dad, a hipster, a feminist, so on and so forth. Beware of parroting opinions that you don't believe in order to be accepted by the crowd. You may have your own set of opinions formed by your life experiences, by the things you read, by the conversations you have, and you deserve to let that surface. Reject the labels, my friends. You can care about more than two things at a time. Just because you are a hipster or a housewife, for example, it doesn't diminish that the opinion you have to share with the rest of the world. And lastly, tying in everything into what this episode today is about, your opinion matters. Your opinion matters, my friends. Okay, we're allowed to be wrong. We're allowed to be right. Opinions can and will evolve, sometimes at the risk of reshaping your reputation and credibility. And as much as you are entitled to them, don't hold to them too tightly, okay? I'm very guilty of that. No one's perfect. Opinions have a way of being infused with our dignity. It makes us think that if we change our opinion, then we're flimsy or weak, when in fact, it is a very natural process, kind of like growing up. Just make sure that your opinion rocks. And don't be afraid to share it. Share your opinion. Don't be afraid. Okay? Your opinion matters in the end. Thank you guys so much. I know this topic is a little more controversial than others, but I want you guys to take this as a way that you are being heard, regardless. If you listened to my previous episode in regards to support, tie that in with that. be around people that will support you, because you are allowed to agree to disagree. You are entitled to your opinion, and opinions can and will evolve in whatever season of life you are in. Okay. I will repeat this again. Your opinion matters. You're entitled to your opinion. But remember, that does not automatically make the opinion right or wrong. I care about you guys. Thank you so much for your support. And I'll talk to you guys again soon. See you guys.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a friend or share the episode on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for getting the message out. I'm humbled and grateful to be on this journey with you. So until next time, I'll talk to you again soon.